This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports. I'm your voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts, and my sound engineer and producer, Nick Youngs, is back at the station. So never the one-man show, producer extraordinaire, Nick Youngs, I should say. However, no Cameron Snodgrass tonight, as it was just a hop, skip, and a jump away from me. We are broadcasting from the Allegheny Limestone High School, home of the Gators, actually my alma mater from class of 2005, where the Owls will be in the final game tonight, but not of the tournament, of the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament, formerly known as the IBO Tournament, Joe DiCerbo Tournament, where there is three brackets. There is a girls bracket made up of four teams and then two boys brackets, and the Owls are in the second boys bracket, hence the late start tonight. The game just before this was Allegheny Limestone against Otto Eldred, who Otto Eldred we have played once so far this season, got a win over us, a one-point win at the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament. Allegheny Limestone beat the Terrors 55-36 in the previous game. So Allegheny Limestone will play the winner of the game that the Owls are about to participate in, where they will face the Olean Huskies. Now, this is a familiar script. I wish I would have dug out the old scorebook from 2 years ago. Usually, the Joe DiCerbo Memorial takes place in St. Bonaventure's Riley Center, home of the Bonnies. Due to scheduling conflicts this year, mostly because of the holidays, Christmas and New Year's falling on Saturdays, it caused a little havoc in the schedule, and they were not able to get the Joe DiCerbo tournament in the Riley Center on a Saturday. So they moved it to Allegheny Limestone, who has hosted this tournament before. There's a lot of bleacher room. It's a nice and a fairly new gym, a lot of renovations as well, and a lot of parking outside. So I thought this would be perfect. We could host the Joe DiCerbo tournament at Allegheny Limestone. Now, a couple years ago, 2 years ago, in fact, the most recent tournament before COVID, the tournament shook out the same way. I can't remember if it was Otto Eldred. I don't believe it was. That was in the first game against Allegheny Limestone. But it was the Olean boys versus the Bradford Owls. And the Owls came away with a win there. We met Allegheny Limestone in the championship game. And I believe we did win the DiCerbo that year. I think we had won both the Randy Stebbins and DiCerbo tournaments that year. And a little bit of tournament history, a little record was broken, courtesy of the Owls, when Tyler Gigolotti became the all-time point scorer over the course of a single tournament. I believe he scored upwards of, I don't remember the number exactly, but I think he put up close to 90 points. So Gigolotti's name is still in the record book there. Most points for in any of the male games on that side. Again, formerly the IBO, so some people will know it better as that. The Owls tonight are 1-3 on the season, coming in against the Huskies, who are always a solid team. Olean always seems to have a team. When I was in school, they were kind of the team in the area, to be quite frank. They were the ones that were always making the runs in the come playoff time. So they're always kind of the team. They're always built in a way that is it is fast. The defense is never what they're known for, but because they build these speedy teams, there's a lot of help defense, a lot of kind of smothering help defense. So we'll see exactly what the Huskies team looks like this year. The Owls, on the other hand, we know 1-3. And it looks like the big storyline tonight is going to be whether or not Cam Austin returns to game action. He is here in his warmups. He is on the floor. And as I say that, actually, it takes a little quick jump shot from the elbow. So Cam Austin may be back in action tonight. He is here and in warmups, which is great to see. He missed the last game and a half. The Owls had to make do without him in Johnsonburg. We broadcasted that game. The Owls came up a little short. They led for much of the contest, most of the contest, the first half of the contest, I should say. And then when they came out after halftime, they had switched from their traditional man-to-man defense to a 2-3 zone. And something about that switch, Johnsonburg was maybe very familiar with facing that type of zone defense. They exploited it very quickly, got back on top. They only scored 5 points before Bradford switched back into a man-to-man defense. But maybe the shift in momentum or, you know, whatever it is in that headspace, Johnsonburg had rallied from there and went on an 11-0 run over the course of the third quarter and the first couple of minutes of the fourth. And they eventually end up getting, I believe, a 3-point win against the Owls. So a couple of quick notes here. We can call them keys to victory. We usually do three keys, but it's really just something that the Owls are going to need to be aware of coming in, especially against an Olean team in New York, by the way, which is going to become a factor, and a team that, you know, we only see once a year and didn't see last year. If we're scheduled against them in the Joe DiCerbo, we see them once a year, but we didn't have the tournament last year. So the Owls, again, every week we're going to say it, rebounds. Rebounds kind of killed us last week when the Owls weren't able to box out, especially when they're holding that man-to-man defense. Because a man-to-man, you know your assignment. You have a guy. When a shot goes up, you find your guy or whoever's closest to you even. You put your butt on him. You put your hip on him. You make sure they're there and you seal them away so that way they can't get to the rebound. When the Owls don't do that and they give up second chance points, third chance points, you know, that's a real, real disadvantage. Next, we're going to talk about turnovers. There was quite a few in the Johnsonburg game. It's not always an issue for this Owls team. It becomes an issue and it comes and goes in spurts. It's almost like they are focusing on something else or doing too much or not enough. And the turnovers come and then they have to work on that in a couple days in practice. And then, you know, they tighten it back up and it's not so bad. And the third thing is you can be patient here. You need to be patient. You need to be selective with your shots. But you need to keep in mind here in New York, we have a shot clock. So there will be a 35-second shot clock, something that we don't have in PA, something the Owls don't play very often with. They do whenever they're here in the Joe DiCerbo tournament. But again, it's been a while. So 35-second shot clock will be in effect tonight. And that is something the Owls will have to be mindful of, adjust to, and be ready to maybe exploit if they are in a situation where the shot clock becomes a benefit to them. That would be great, but they definitely need to keep it and not be exploited by it. Keep it in mind. So I believe it looked like we were going to pause there for the national anthem, but they'll definitely at least do the starting lineup. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll go through the starting lineups for tonight's matchup against the Olean Huskies. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford. Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
298 CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports here in the Swamp, home of the Gators in Allegheny Limestone. Don't know if they still call it that. That's what we used to call it, the Swamp. Don't know if that's still a thing, but the Owls are set to host the Olean Huskies in their first round of the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament, formerly known as the IBO. And we're going to go through the starting lineups tonight. First off, for Olean, we're going to see number 3, Zion James. We're going to see number 5, Camden McLean. McLean, strong last name. Number 12, Jack DeRose. Number 13, Stephen Hoffman. And number 24, Albert Martin, as they actually take the floor here. Looks like Stephen Hoffman will be lining up to take the tip. For your Bradford Owls, starting lineup is the sophomore number 10, Jake Franz, the senior number 13, Jared Wilmoth, the senior number 14, Dalton Dixon, the senior number 42, Nolan Rulo, and the junior number 2, Lucas Johnson. As I mentioned, Cam Austin was on the floor in warmups. Not going to get hurried back into. We'll see if he gets any game action tonight. Not going to get hurried back into a starting position for sure. The Owls win the tip. Nolan Rulo to Lucas Johnson, and he gives it immediately to Jared Wilmoth. Wilmoth to Johnson. They swing around the perimeter. The Huskies working in a man-to-man offense, and they come or defense, and they come away with a steal. So they transition. Kicked out for three, and it's good right off the bat. A three-pointer from Jack DeRose. So it's 3-0. Owls trail. Dixon inbounds to Rulo, and it's a full-court press from the Huskies. Dixon brings up the ball, and a quick bounce pass to France. Rams to Wilmoth. We'll see what the Owls set up. Wilmoth drives inside. It looks like it might be a little slick there. Wilmoth had a bit of a slide, but it was not on his pivot foot. Wilmoth with a beautiful drive right down the middle and a floater high off the glass. Drops in for two. Makes it 3-2 with 7 minutes left in the first quarter. Wilmoth just kind of drove right through the middle of the lane there, made it his. And meanwhile, we have the Huskies trying to do the same. McLean drives through the middle, and a nice clean block by Nolan Rulo right on top of the ball. Had nowhere to go, and it eventually flies out of bounds. So it'll stay Huskies ball. Nice block by Rulo. There's the inbound to Zion James for three. No good. Wilmoth with the rebound. Skied for that one. And Wilmoth will bring it up over half court. Fakes right. Drives left. Kicks it out to Rulo. Rulo, bounce pass to a cutting Dalton Dixon, and that's good for two. Beautiful look by Nolan Rulo and a well-timed cut by Dalton Dixon. So Dixon cuts in from the right side. Rulo's trying to drive towards the free throw line, and he sees Dixon wide open cutting towards the basket. Beautiful assist, and the Owls take the lead. 4-3 with 6:14 left. Here comes Zion, kicked out for three. No good. Dixon has the rebound. So Dixon will pass it outlet to Lucas Johnson. Zion James. And there's Jared Wilmoth for three. He pulls up and lets it fly. And now the Owls with a four-point lead. It's been a while since we've seen a bit of an offensive outburst from Wilmoth. He has been known to do it before. And here's good help defense by Jake Franz. He sees the lob pass going down low, comes in to try to pick it off. Gets his hands all over it, but it ends up going out of bounds. But as I was saying, Wilmoth has been known to go off on these offensive kind of point explosions from time to time. We haven't seen him do it yet this year. If this early play is any indication, he's got 5 points already tonight. Here's another three-pointer up from Olean. No good. Jake Franz skies for the rebound. And the Owls doing a good job so far, trying to limit those second-chance opportunities that we talked about at pregame. Wilmoth with a pump fake and pass off to Dixon. Dixon gives it to Isaiah Fitton. Fakes a little stutter step and drives right. Kicked out. Wilmoth now drives. He's blocked. But it goes out of bounds and it'll stay Owls ball. So Wilmoth with a nice drive on the left side. Jumps kind of underneath the hoop and has to extend that right hand all the way out. And it gets blocked. So Dixon looking for an inbounder. It's going to go to Cam Austin, who just entered the game. Kicked over to Wilmoth. Three is no good. Olean with the rebound. Driving coast to coast. The three-pointer is up. It's short. Jake Franz has the board. So it's Jake Franz, Dalton Dixon, Cam Austin, Isaiah Fitton, and Jared Wilmoth. Good to see Cam Austin on the floor. Wilmoth drives in. Pump fake. Steal to Austin. Pass to Austin is almost stolen, but he's able to grab it. Kicks it back out to Wilmoth. Wilmoth waiting for a little bit of movement. He gets Cam Austin up top. Austin tries to go between the legs. Has to pick up his dribble. He gives it to Franz and sets him a high screen. Franz will take it. Step back. Jump shot from the elbow is good for two. Jake Franz puts the Owls up by 6. 9-3 with 4:25 left in the first quarter. And the Owls offense seems to be clicking. Here's another three-pointer. That one's off the mark. So a lot of missed threes here from the Huskies. They seem to be living and dying by the three-point line. And when they don't drop, that means so far in the first, they are dying by it. 9-3, 4:05 left in the first quarter. Drive by Dixon, looking for Isaiah Fitton, and he has him. Pass over to Jake Franz. Back to Dixon, to Cam Austin up top, and he'll get called for the travel. So just before Austin puts the ball down. Oh, it looks like Austin might have a bloody nose here. So just before Austin puts the ball on the floor to take his dribble, he kind of changed his pivot foot, it looks like. And they're going to stop, make sure that there's no blood. It is Husky's ball. They've got the inbound. They're just going to stop, get the medical trainer over, and make sure there's no blood on the ball, anything like that. Still 9-3, 3:47 left in the first quarter. The Owls have not let the shot clock become an issue. They have been getting rebounds, especially these, you know, these threes go, sometimes the rebounds on the threes go a little long. They're harder to judge. They've done a good job so far with all of that, and they haven't really turned the ball over. So here's a nice job by the Huskies as they drive in and kind of fake the layup and gives the pass instead of the layup, takes the pass, and that's good for two. So it's 9-5 now. Here's a three-pointer. That's no good by Bradford. It was, I believe, Warner. So here is the Huskies now going to work. They drive right side and a slide, but he's able to save it and not travel. Layup is no good off the pass. Isaiah Fitton with the rebound. Pass down court. Jake Franz has it now. He'll set up at the top of the key. Brendan Warner on the floor and also Chase Weinberg on the floor. Franz with it. He gives it to Wilmuth. 10 seconds now on the shot clock. Over to Fitton. Up top. And kicked out. Got to shoot the ball. And Franz gets it off before the shot clock. And it's good. Jake Franz with a floater right as time expires. Makes it 11-5. A six-point lead. 2:15 left in the game. Good job by Franz. And let's see. That's going to be a foul on Chase Weinberg. He just kind of sticks his hand up to contest the shot, but unfortunate placement will put Zion James on the line for two free throws. James' first shot is up, and that's good. Nothing but net. So that cuts it to a five-point lead. He's got a chance to make it four here. Here's a bit of a personnel change for the Owls. It's Cam Austin back in the game along with Dalton Dixon. Ryan Ward, Jake Franz, and Isaiah Fitton remain. Here's the second shot. It's long. Hits the back of the rim, and Dixon gets the rebound. Outlet pass to Cam Austin. Austin staring down the trap. He has to drive left. And he's called for the charge. So trying to get out of the trap. Weird that you see a charge call. It's hard. You have to take a charge, you have to plant your feet. So it's hard when you're shifting your feet and walking and trying to play defense that you can take a charge in that position. So nicely done by the Olean defender. They work a three out of the possession and it's no good. They get the offensive rebound and kick it back out. So 1:50 in the first quarter, the pass sails out of bounds and it'll be Bradford Owls basketball. 1:46 left to play, still 11-6 in the first quarter. Dixon will inbound. Olean goes into a full court press. Ryan Ward with the ball, gives it to Franz. Franz will try to break through the press. Behind the back move, does it. He gets up across half court, gives it to Austin, to Ward in the corner. Ward up top to Dixon, to A.J. Gleason, who just entered the game. Handed back off, good movement off the ball from Franz as they weave. Now 12 seconds on the clock, shot clock, 1:20 left in the game, in the first quarter. And Ryan Ward drives on the right side. He's hit on the arm and finishes. So count it for two, and he'll go for the free throw for the old-fashioned three-pointer. It's 13-6. Ward shoots for one. Nate Gleason gets ready to check in for Bradford. Ward's shot is short, and it'll be Owls basketball. 13-6, so a 7-point lead. 1:19 left in the first quarter. Austin comes out for Nate Gleason, Jake Franz, AJ Gleason, Dalton Dixon, and Ryan Ward still in the game. James brings up the ball for the Huskies. Calls for someone to come up and collect a pass so he can work a little off the ball. And that's what they do. Olean working high up outside the perimeter. Attempts to drive, pivot, pass out, pass across the floor into the corner. And the layup is no good, but he's fouled. Going to the line for two is Thomas Bates for the Huskies. So we have Bates at the line, 13-6 with 49.6 seconds left in the first quarter. The first free throw is no good. Bates will get one more, and the Owls working with a 7-point lead, 13 points in the first quarter. Great job here early from Bradford. The second shot hits the front of the rim but bounces in. So 13-7 now. Dixon to A.J. Gleason as the Owls try to break the transition, and it's no good. Now Olean has it off a loose ball, and the fast break. Bates tries to pass it back on the fast break. Almost certainly had a pretty decent look at a layup here, but tries to pass it to a trailing Husky, and it goes out of bounds on the Owls. So good job breaking up that fast break offense from Olean, forcing them to set up here with 33 seconds left. 13-7, undoubtedly would like to get a stop here and go into halftime with the same lead they have now. Three-pointer is no good. Olean gets the offensive rebound, puts up a long three, and that's no good. Questionable shot selection there as he was a solid 7 feet behind the three-point line with 20 seconds on the clock. Shot clock is turned off. 11 seconds to work here for Jake Franz and the Owls. Franz out to Gleason. Puts up about a 10-footer. It's no good. Dalton Dixon goes in for the rebound. The putback is no good, but he's fouled. So Dalton Dixon will go to the line for two. Really nice job offensively so far for the Owls. Moving the ball. Wilmoth started out hot, slowed down since then. Dixon's first shot is up and no good. They have gotten to the line a couple times. Haven't made a free throw yet. We also have Jake Franz. And Dixon's second shot is up and good. We also have Jake Franz just kind of that took control there late with the shot clock winding down. Olean can't get a shot off before the buzzer signifies the end of the first quarter. So we have a score of 14-7. The Owls lead over Olean at the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament at Allegheny Limestone. We'll be back with the second quarter. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to Allegheny Limestone for the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament, Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. The Owls currently leading over the Huskies 14-7. So a nice 7-point lead here they've worked up in the first quarter. Things looking pretty good so far for the Owls. The winner of this game will go on to play Allegheny Limestone at the same time tomorrow night. 7:45 is the scheduled tip-off. The loser of this game will go to the consolation bracket to play Otto Eldred at about 2:30. So here's Olean. Zion James gathers the inbound to start the second quarter. Pass across the perimeter and a drive on the inside stolen by Isaiah Fitton. So Fitton with a nice steal, just kind of ripped some cookies there. And a swing across the perimeter. Wilmoth will end up with it at the top of the key. Hands it off to Austin. Austin fakes right, drives left, pops back out, gives it to Dixon. And now a nice weave by the Owls. Austin will hang on to it. Gives it to Wilmoth. To Franz for three, and that's good. Jake Franz with the three-pointer. gives the Owls a 10-point lead, 17-7, with just over 7 minutes to play in the first half. Here's a drive by Olean, and called for a foul there. Not really able to get the shot off. We'll see if it is Cam Austin who gets credited for the foul. It is. It'll be his second, team second. He's a little frustrated by it because he thought he was just straight up and down. Didn't jump. Never left the floor. Thought he went straight up and down there, but gets called for the foul. Two free throws by McLean. The first one is no good. McLean will get one more. Austin with the second foul here early on will head for the bench. And the second shot for McLean is good. So Dixon has Fitton, Wilmoth, Franz, and Greg Tyler on the floor. And it's stolen. Here's Olean, coast to coast on the fast break. It's good. So McLean will cut the lead to 7 here. It's 17-10 with 6:44 left in the first half. And the Owls take a timeout. We'll take a timeout with them. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Take a moment to thank my host tonight, Allegheny Limestone. They've got me up in the crow's nest in the corner, which is pretty cool. We didn't have this up here when I was in school, as the Owls are set to inbound. Athletic Director John Luce was more than gracious and accommodating. There's the Owls breaking through the full court trap. Out to Wilmoth for three, and it's good. Jared Wilmoth scores his 8th point and puts him back up by 10. 20-10 with 6:19 left. And a tipped pass by Franz travels out of bounds. So Franz with a nice job here. McLean was trying to drive in on the right side and kick it back out to DeRose at the 3-point line in the corner. And Franz sees it, knocks it out of bounds. So only an inbounds with 25 seconds on the shot clock. James will work on Dixon. Drives right, kicks it out. And underneath, as Martin tries to work for the layup, it's no good, but it'll be a foul on Dixon. It's his first. Team's 5th. Thought we were on 2. We were actually on 4. Just looking at the wrong side of the scoreboard. That's on me. Here's the first shot. It's long and no good for Martin. Martin will shoot one more. Still 20-10, 6:08 left in the first half. Martin's second shot is good. So the Huskies do a pretty good job so far of kind of making the adjustment at the free throw line. They've had one player, Zion James, went 1-for-2 and made the first. Wilmoth gets the inbound and quickly gets down court to try to break up through the trap. Franz gets a short 2-pointer. It's no good. Tries to tip the rebound back to one of the Owls, and it goes straight into the hands of Olean, and a travel called on Jack DeRose. Nice job by Jake Franz kind of forcing that. He came up behind him and was about to pick away a steal. DeRose had to move the ball away and ends up moving his feet as well. So turnover there for Olean. Inbound goes to Wilmoth. It's Dalton Dixon, Jared Wilmoth, Isaiah Fitton, Lucas Johnson, and Jake Franz. Fitton to Wilmoth. Wilmoth works towards the right side of the court. Bounce pass to Franz. And Franz tries to hit Dixon, but it goes wild and out of bounds. The Owls, by the way, in their away gear. The All Reds this year. And Olean, who is also a predominantly red team, is in their home whites with the red and yellow pinstripe down the side. Here's James. James goes in on the right side. Pretty slick little move there. Gets a nice layup look doesn't go, doesn't fall as Dixon comes in, tries to get the block, gets called for the steal. It's his second, team sixth. James will go to the line to shoot two. James' first shot is up, and that one drops. As I was mentioning, four Olean players had gone to the line, and they were all 1 for 2. James had made the first and missed the second. Everybody else missed the first and made the second. So pretty good at making the adjustment at the free throw line. James, however, his pattern is opposite. He makes the first and misses the second. So here's the inbound pass to Franz. Wilmuth comes in to help out in the backcourt. And he's going to take it coast to coast. Kicks it out to Johnson. Johnson now drives in. Out to a wide open Jake Franz for three. It's long. And three Huskies are there for the rebound, not an owl in sight, as nobody was ready, I guess, to crash the board there. James kicks it out. They swing around the perimeter. It ends with a three-pointer from Martin, and that makes it 20-15. So the Owls lead cut to 5 here. Wilmuth brings up the ball behind the back, gives it to Franz. Franz gets picked up by James, shoots a pass down to Ryan Ward, back to Franz in the corner. Pump fake, gets a man open. Ryan Ward kicks it back out to Johnson for three. That one rattles around the rim and is no good. Ward tries to get the steal, but it goes out of bounds, and he's called for the foul. So it'll be Ryan Ward's first foul, team 7th. So that puts the Huskies in the bonus, and we're going to the line for 1-1. With the Owls giving up that many fouls in the bonus with almost 4.5 minutes left in the half. I mean, a real good way for the Huskies to claw their way back into it. It's already down to a 5-point lead, 20-15. They have the opportunity to cut it down to a single possession lead, 3-point lead. Here comes Dalton Dixon and Cam Austin for Ryan Ward and Isaiah Fitton. So it'll be Austin, Lucas Johnson, Jared Wilmuth, Dalton Dixon, and Jake Franz. The first shot for Martin is no good, so he won't get the try at a second. The Owls will hang on to that 5-point lead, trying to break through this trap, and they do. The Owls get it over to Dalton Dixon at the top of the perimeter. Now they can set up with 20 seconds on the shot clock, 4:05 left in the half, up 20-15 are the Owls. Franz trying to hit Wilmuth on the run. Goes through Wilma's hands, but Dixon's able to collect it. It gets tipped out of bounds by the Huskies. And Bradford will inbound with 8 seconds on the shot clock. So another, you know, it's hard. There's a lot of different situations. If that ball goes out of bounds and, you know, it's not on a rebound, ball hasn't hit the rim or anything like that. You know, usually the Owls are able to just inbound it and set up just like they would any other time. But now they have to keep in mind, okay, where's the clock at? 8 seconds. We got to do something. And the inbound pass is stolen. And coast to coast, the layup is no good for McClain. So the Owls will bring it back up. They do get the fresh shot clock out of that. Franz will step up. He'll give it to Wilmuth for three in the corner. Rolls around and pops back out. No good. Now Olean coming down the other way. Tries to do the fast break. But the Owls are able to break that up. Kicked out to Martin. And to James for three. It's short. Cam Austin with the board. Strong rebound for Austin. 3:20 left now in the second quarter. Still 20-15. Been looking at that score for a little while. See if the Owls can change that. The pass goes errant. And we've got McClain running the fast break. The layup is no good. And it'll stay Huskies ball as it goes off on one of the Owls. So we have Stephen Hoffman re-entering the game for Olean. It's Zion James, Stephen Hoffman, Albert Martin, Camden McClain, and Jack DeRose. Inbound pass goes to McClain. He puts up a long three. It's well short, hits the front of the rim, and bounces out. But an easy, lazy pass by Dalton Dixon is stolen. I mean, right under the hoop. It's stolen, and Hoffman puts it in. He was trying to bounce pass it underneath Hoffman's hands, I guess, to Wilmuth. But Hoffman just took it. And as he takes this one here, he's got another steal, too, back-to-back. And nice heads-up play as Austin's able to track it down underneath the hoop. The Owls got away with one there. The Huskies almost had another fast break look. And Austin's able to grab it, turn and toss the ball off Olean defender. So it's back to Owls possession. 20-17, though, as Olean has cut the lead down to three. 2:22. The Owls go to work. Franz to Johnson. Back to Warner. Back to Franz. Austin working off the ball. Swinged around. And Johnson for three with the shot clock winding, but it's no good. There's a long pass as the Huskies try to run a fast break. The pass goes too long, so he gives it back to a trailing Albert Martin, who's able to put it in for two, and Olean cuts the lead to one, 20-19 with 1:44 left. Johnson to Austin. Austin is going to drive baseline, but he almost loses it. He's got to elevate to pass off the ball and escape the trap. They swing around, ends up with Warner in the corner. Back to Franz. 9.8 seconds on the shot clock. Austin with it. He's going to drive baseline again. Loses it. Zion James with a steal. Outlet pass to McLean. McLean sets up for three. It's short. And Austin tracks down the rebound. Austin's trying to go coast to coast. He bumps in. Draws the foul and the finish. Cam Austin gets the long rebound. Drives coast to coast on the right side. McLean tried to set up to stop him on defense. And he really kind of stopped a little too far away. And Austin was able to he almost created the contact. He really took that extra step to get in there. Austin gets his 2 points, and the point after is good. So call it 23-19. The Owls go back up by four. 1:09 left in the first quarter, and the Huskies take a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Coming out of a timeout at the Joe DeSobro tournament for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. The Owls hanging on to a 4-point lead here in the first round against the Olean Huskies. 23-19, 1:09 left in the first half. After the Huskies had it within one, but Cam Austin takes a long rebound coast to coast, finishes with the foul, and puts in the three-point play. So 23-19. Here comes the Huskies with 1:04 left in the half. James hands it off to Hoffman. Hoffman looking for Martin on the cut. It's not there. So to McLean. McLean and over to DeRose for three. It's no good. The rebound gets bobbled and out of bounds. It's going to be Bradford Owls basketball. 47.6 left in the half, up 23-19. The Owls will inbound. Olean still working in the full court trap. The Owls trying to break it. Jake Franz picks up his dribble, and the trap works. Olean with the steal. It's Hoffman driving. Layup goes wild. No good, but Martin gets the rebound. No, he doesn't. It goes loose. Dixon almost has it. He has to throw it away, and Martin comes up with the layup somehow and makes it back to a 2-point game. 23-21. The shot clock is off. The Owls have 18 seconds. A large Olean crowd here. A lot of red in the stands. Not for the Owls. Wonder if they knew that. Wonder if they realized that when they put on all the red. Here's Cam Austin with a little fadeaway as the time expires. It's no good. So we'll have a first half score of 23-21. The Owls lead by two over the Huskies at the half of their first round game in the Joe DeSurbo Memorial Tournament. We're going to take a quick break here, about a 4-minute break or so, and we'll be back with our halftime first half recap and stats for the Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
I was probably a little bit like you. There was a lot of talk about the COVID-19 vaccines. I didn't know what to believe, and I tell you, everyone has an opinion. Some of my friends got vaccinated and some were against it. But I knew this was an important decision, so I went to somebody I already trusted, my doctor.
My name is Jeff. I've been living with chronic lymphocytic leukemia since 2009. When I was 58, went in for a physical. My care provider called shortly afterwards to say, I need you to go see a hematologist or an oncologist. I did go to an oncologist who diagnosed me with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. I did not feel any symptoms at the time I was diagnosed. But after about 5 years, I began to lose weight. There were other indications of having trouble, especially extreme fatigue. My wife, Tina, she is there for me all the time. When you're a cancer patient, support really does help you get through in every way. And for CLL, there are now several patient organizations to help get you the information. Getting proper information and finding other patients to share experiences is a very important part of the cancer journey.
For more information on chronic lymphocytic leukemia, other blood cancers, and resources to help, visit understandbloodcancer.com.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
I lived alone in this apartment, and I'd had trouble with my landlord. Basically, he was a creep. He kept coming on to me, and I kept saying no. Then one night, I'm sitting on my couch watching TV. My door, of course, is locked. But then I hear, it's my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out! You can't keep coming in.
What's wrong? I hear your refrigerator needs fixing, and I figure while I'm here, maybe you can do something for me.
Out. Get out.
I'm offering you a good deal.
Out. And I'm reporting you.
All right, all right. I'm leaving. Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Yes, sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. It's called the Fair Housing Act. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to HUD.gov/fairhousing. That's HUD.gov/fairhousing. And if you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports here at the Owls Halftime Show. So we're at the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament. This year being held in Allegheny Limestone. We explained that real quick in the pregame. Usually, the Joe DiCerbo, formerly known as the IBO, is held at the Riley Center in St. Bonaventure. With the holidays falling on Saturdays this year, Christmas and New Year's, there was a bit of a scheduling conflict. Couldn't get into the Riley Center, so Allegheny Limestone offered to host the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament. People took them up on that. They've hosted here before, and it's really a great place for it. A lot of bleacher room. The basement area down here of the school where the gymnasium is rather large, big concession stand, a lot of parking. So a great spot here. And thanks to the athletic director, John Luce of Allegheny Limestone, for being very accommodating. When I found out that we had to come over to the Swamp, the home of the Gators here, instead of the Riley Center, I knew that it would not be an issue at all. with John Luce at the helm. So the Owls here in their first round of the tournament draw the Olean Huskies. We're at halftime now. Bradford leads 23-21 over Olean. And really, that's kind of a testament to Olean, who's been able to rally a bit in the second quarter, because Bradford's really been able to turn it on. They had a great first half of play, a little bit sloppy in the second quarter, but overall, I mean, one of the better games we've seen thus far. I mean, just going back through the scorebook a little bit, the Owls lost last, Wednesday to Johnsonburg with a final score of 28-25. They also lost 28-27 to Otto Eldred. They beat Eisenhower 49-27. So that's their highest scoring game, that 49-point game. Now, they have 21 in the first half. Given a shot clock will do that, it does speed up the scoring a little bit. But all things considered, they have adjusted well to that shot clock. It's really only come down to a buzzer beating shot once or twice for the Owls. Jake Franz took that one layup, that floater right down the middle at the buzzer, and that dropped. But that's really been the only time the Owls have struggled with the shot clock. Other than that, it's been pretty gravy. So in the first quarter, the Owls outscored Olean 14-7, so doubled their offensive output. They looked great offensively. They had guys kind of just firing away. We had Jared Wilmoth looking really good in the first quarter. We had Jake Franz stepping up, as I mentioned, that little buzzer beater to avoid the turnover on the shot clock. We had seen some playing time from Cam Austin, and it's been a couple of games since we've seen that. So seeing him back on the floor is obviously great. That's a big help for the Owls. And we've seen some of the other guys eating up minutes. Isaiah Fitton out here, Brendan Warner out here. Chase Weinberg was on the floor. Greg Tyler was on the floor. Obviously, Lucas Johnson is a starter with Cam Austin not in the starting lineup. So they've done a really good job defensively. They were very sound. They got a couple of steals. They were great on the rebounds. They didn't give up that many turnovers until late in the second half, which, speaking of which, Olean ends up outscoring the Owls 14-9 in the second quarter. So that's where they were able to claw back a little bit. But the Owls at one point were up 20-10. They had a 10-point lead. And by all means, Olean has really fought their way back into this game, 23-21. A lot of it has been that pressuring full court press, that trap defense, working off of that, getting the fast breaks, converting underneath. But they've also gotten quite a few of those points from the free throw line. So the Owls are going to need to try to limit their fouls here coming out of the locker room. For your Owls, how the scoring breaks down so far tonight. Jared Wilmoth is your leading scorer of the night. He's got 8 points, 2 3-pointers, by the way, 2 3-point field goals, and then a 2-pointer. Jake Franz has 7 points, including 1 3-pointer. We have Cam Alston with 3 points, Ryan Ward with 2 points, and Dalton Dixon with 1 point. And that's good for 23. On the Husky side of the ball, the main production has come from Albert Martin. And a lot of that has been underneath as he's able to work his way down low or gather the ball. He's really good at trailing on those fast breaks, gathering a pass and going in the second time on that fast break, the second penetration. So we're going to take a one minute break and be back with the third quarter of Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Why was it so difficult to move? Maybe my left side had just fallen asleep. I exercised, I ate healthy.
At first, I was in denial. My wife, Lauren, was only 30. But I'm familiar with signs of stroke and know symptoms aren't always easy to recognize. I quickly realized that something was very wrong. Lauren's speech was slurred and her face was drooping. She was having a stroke and I had to react immediately.
I'm so thankful Adam called 911 and I quickly received the medical attention that I needed. Now I don't take anything for granted, especially the time I get to spend with my family. Going through this experience has given me a new appreciation for life.
Looking back, I'm so grateful I didn't hesitate to call 911. A quick reaction can make all the difference. Learn signs of stroke and call 911 immediately if something seems off with someone you love. Visit strokeawareness.com.
298 CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
The third quarter is underway here for the Bradford Owls against the Olean Huskies in Allegheny Limestone for the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament. And the Owls start with possession. They're doing a great job moving the ball around now. Jake Franz pump fake, takes a step in along two-pointers. No good. Nolan Rulo with the rebound and the putback. Nolan Rulo with a great job. A lot of patience on that rebound. Waited for the ball. He went up to get it. It also came to him a little bit. And then a defender flew over top of him. Kind of a little antsy there. And Zion James with just a wide open lane. Like a missed defensive assignment or something there, as James just goes straight in with almost no defensive output. Here's Wilmoth, tries to do a bounce pass down low to Ryan. It gets stolen by James. Nolan Rulo, rather. So it's stolen. Now we've got McLean driving in, kicks it back out. And a drive on the baseline. Kicked back out to James on the perimeter. And a quick three-pointer up, rolls around the rim, and pops back out by Jack DeRose. Franz will get the rebound and bring it up for the Owls. So 25-23, still a two-point game as they've gone. They've matched buckets here early. 6:18 left in the third quarter. The Owls trying to hang on. At one point, they built a 10-point lead. Now hanging on to this two-point. So Franz, the Owls kind of working around the perimeter. Now it's time to go with about 8 seconds left, 5 seconds on the shot clock. Dixon is going to hand it off to Franz. Franz has to get the shot off. He does. It's no good. So 5:55 left in the third. And that ball goes out of bounds, and it'll be Olean ball. So the Owls waited a little bit too long there to get that. Whether I don't think that was the play they drew up, but it took a little too long to get, you know, kind of working towards the basket, working towards their shot on that one. That's the first time they've really been hurried and looked like they weren't ready. Here's a drive by James. A nice block by Rulo. Offensive rebound by the Huskies. Drive inside, kicked out. Another three-pointer is up and short. Dalton Dixon gathers the rebound. So Martin can't convert the three. And it looks like Wilmoth looks to be limping off the court. Kind of a weird limp. He's almost limping backwards. So I don't know if that's a back thing. We'll see. He'll get a little attention from the trainer. I'll try to keep an eye on it. As the Owls bring out the ball, Jake Franz, and it's stolen by McLean. McLean gives it to Martin, and the left-handed layup just falls in. Almost came back out the other way, but Martin ties it up at 25, and the Owls have lost their lead. Here's McLean with another steal. Two, back-to-back. Kicked out for three, and that's good. They've shot a lot of three-pointers and missed most of them, but Jack DeRose here makes that one, and the Huskies take a three-point lead. It's 28-25. Another steal off the trap. This layup is no good, and Coach Bernardi wants a timeout to try to cut into this run that the Huskies have gone on to take a 28-25 lead over the Owls with 4:41 left in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout with them. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sport.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports at the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament at Allegheny Limestone this year. First round matchup against the Olean Huskies. The Owls were up at one point by 10. They had a couple 10-point leads, actually. The most recent one that I can remember off the top of my head was 20-10. So the Owls really had a nice first half. Only unable to claw back a little bit in the second quarter, went in to halftime just down 23-21. The Owls were able to hang on to that two-point lead for a little while, But now it's 28-25 only and leads. And it's this really this full court trap defense that has allowed them to do it. Here's a kick out to Franz for three. It's short. Martin with the rebound for Olean. Pass down court. McLean ends up with it. Really nice transition by Olean, and McLean's able to cash in for two. 30-25 now. So Olean hadn't taken a lead before that three-pointer. Olean hadn't had a lead. Well, that's going to be a violation in the backcourt as the Owls were not able to get across half court. Again, this Olean full court trap defense. Bradford has really struggled against it. But that's the first Olean lead since the first quarter. McLean drives baseline, kicks it out. Now here's another drive, and Hoffman elevates. He gets stuffed, but there's going to be a foul called. So Hoffman will go to the line for two. It's called on Dalton Dixon. It's going to be his third, first of the half for the team. So we've got Hoffman at the line shooting two. First shot is no good. These are his first two of the night. But plenty of Huskies have been at the line. They've shot quite a few free throws so far tonight. So this will be the 13th free throw. He misses it. So Huskies have taken 13 free throws to Bradford's four. And now Bradford trying to break through this trap again. And a pass sails out of bounds, but it was last tipped by the Huskies, and that'll be Owls basketball. Nope. They say it wasn't tipped by the Huskies. So one of the Olean players was really hustling to save that ball from going out of bounds. And I guess the ref thought, oh, it must mean that's out on Olean. They talk a little bit, and then they change the call. They say it's out on Bradford. And here's James with a nifty little move. Streaks right through the middle, a bit of a jump stop, and a layup is good. 32-25 now, a seven-point lead for Olean. Cross-court pass to Austin Fitton, and just inside the three-point line is Isaiah Fitton for two. I believe it's his first bucket of the year, and it stops that run that allowed Olean to take the lead. James' three-pointer is no good, but Marin gets the offensive board, or Hoffman, rather, gets the offensive board. Here's another three-pointer, no good. Franz tries to save it from going out of bounds, and he does. So Franz is able to jump, turn, and hit it off one of the Olean defenders. It didn't go directly out, though. It slowly rolled baseline and finally went out. And Bradford trying to get across half court. They do. Dalton Dixon in the corner drives. Pump fake. Elevates. No good. Hoffman with the rebound. 32-27. 2:37 left in the third quarter. Here's James with a drive. No good. Gets his own rebound. The Owls still haven't been able to box out. Three-pointers up and no good. Isaiah Fitton with the board. Isaiah Fitton's off and running. McLean with the steal, but he goes out of bounds. So 32-27, Olean leads. 2:22 left. The Owls will inbound. It's Cam Austin, Lucas Johnson, Ryan Ward, Dalton Dixon, and Jake Franz. Franz with it to Johnson. Johnson to Ward. Ward across court to Dixon. Dixon to Franz for three. It's good. Jake Franz with his second three-pointer of the game and cuts the lead down to two. It's 32-30. Olean leads. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. McLean with it. Gives it to Martin, who loses the ball. Lucas Johnson with the steal. And while Lucas Johnson was trying to corral the steal, he's fouled by Martin. It's his first. It's also the team first. So the Owls will inbound. 1:51 left in the third quarter. Lucas Johnson brings it up, gives it to Franz. Johnson goes in motion. Franz gets a high screen from Austin. Franz tries to give it back to Johnson down in the corner, but it's tipped out of bounds by Hoffman. So Dixon will inbound. He gets it to Franz. Franz fakes right, drives left, and the pass is stolen by McLean. McLean going down court, goes out of bounds, and it was last touched by the Owls. I believe it went off one of the shoes of one of the Owls, took a funky bounce. So it'll stay Olean ball. They still have a 2-point lead, 32-30 over the Owls with 1 minute and 29 seconds left in the third quarter. Martin inbounds to James. James is picked up by Dixon. And they switch off the high screen. The pass is almost stolen, but they can't quite get to it. Then they try another pass to get out of it. And Austin steals it, but McLean steals it right back. A no-look pass to a streaking Zion James. And that layup is good. So it's 34-30 now. James with the steal. And Austin gets called for a push. 1:02 left in the third quarter. Olean up 34-30 over Bradford. And Austin and Dixon will come out for Chase Weinberg and Isaiah Fitton back on the floor. So Chase Weinberg, Isaiah Fitton, Lucas Johnson, Jake Franz, and Ryan Ward. 34-30, 1:02 in the third. Olean ball. Martin will inbound. Looking for James. And he has it. So James will take a high screen from Martin. Martin rolls. They're late getting to him, so they have to collapse. Back out to McLean. McLean back to Hoffman. Now McLean with it. Working on Brendan Warner. Kicked out. And a layup is off the mark, but it's tipped and it goes right back to him. The second chance points is no good. Lucas Johnson gets the rebound this time. 34 seconds on the clock. Isaiah Fitton steps up for three. It's good, Isaiah Fitton. Makes it a one-point game, 34-33. Olean brings up the ball, and the shot clock is turned off. 20 seconds left in the third quarter. A one-point lead for Olean. The Owls trying to come up with a stop to go into the fourth with a one-point deficit. Here's a high screen for Martin. McLean loses it. He gets it back across court to James, and a three-pointer is up and in at the buzzer for Jack DeRose, his third three-pointer of the game, and it extends the lead back out to four for the Huskies. The Owls are down now 37-33, heading into the fourth quarter in the first round of the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament. We'll be back with the fourth quarter of action. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. We're at the end of the third quarter here, about to start the fourth. Bradford trailing 37-33. Not technically a home game for either team, but it sure does feel like a home game for Olean. They have a lot of fans out here, a lot of loud fans. A lot of students came, so there's an entire red section. They just came out in between the third and fourth quarter here and did a little cheer routine almost. Pretty interesting. So 37-33, Olean leads by four. At one point in time, Bradford had a 10-point lead. Olean had clawed back. Bradford had it back within one, 34-33. And then Jack DeRose for the Huskies drilled a three just before the end of the third. DeRose is going to fire another three up. This one's short. Offensive rebound by Olean. Kicked back out to DeRose for another one. And Wilmoth will gather the rebound this time. So Wilmoth back in the game. Dalton Dixon, Isaiah Fitton, Cam Austin, and Jake Franz. Dixon to Wilmoth. They swing around. Franz ends up with it. Down low to Dixon. Has to get rid of it after the defense collapses. Isaiah Fitton outside to Wilmoth. Drives. Flips it over to Dixon. Dixon back out to Fitton. Responsive, very responsive defense by Olean. Here's Wilmoth. He fakes, drives inside. The layup just doesn't go. And it's 37-33 still. The buzz you heard there was the shot clock, but it was well after the possession was over. James for three is no good. The rebound goes long, straight to DeRose. Kicked back out to McLean. McLean to Hoffman, worked on by Cam Austin. drives left side, kicks it back out. There's another drive kicked out for DeRose. He's going to put up the three. It's no good. And again, another offensive rebound for Olean. McLean drives inside. Wow, Cam Austin sets up to take a charge there with kind of a lot of time. And he's called for a blocking foul. So it'll be Hoffman on the line to shoot two. Or McLean, rather, on the line to shoot two. Could easily see that call going either way. But McLean will go to the line. And Austin picks up his fourth foul of the game. So a bit of foul trouble here for Cam. It's the third team foul. Still 37-33. McLean is 1-for-2 from the line so far tonight. About to shoot two more. First one is good. Extends that lead out to 5. 38-33. So Austin will come out with the foul trouble. Brendan Warner enters the game. And McLean makes his second free throw. So it's 39-33, a six-point lead. Wilmoth in the trap. Dribbles right through the middle of him. Splits the defenders. And he'll draw a foul. See, I believe it's going to be on Hoffman. It is. So Wilmoth split right through the middle of the two defenders that were trying to trap him. A third came up, and Wilmoth was already, you know, full bore, had already gotten a few steps. So he gets the blocking foul. Wilmoth with a nice job there breaking through. And that's going to be another one on Hoffman. Another blocking foul, this time on Dalton Dixon. So Wilmoth really maybe helps the Owls break through that trap a lot more as their primary ball handler. Here's the inbound. The Owls go to work. 6:18 left in the game. Isaiah Fitton hands it off to Wilmoth. Wilmoth steps back, gives it to Franz, goes to work off the ball. High screen for Franz. He takes it to the right side. Wilmoth pops back up and collects the pass. Bounces it back out to Dixon, sets him a screen. Nothing there for Dixon. Dixon needs some help. He gives it to Warner. Warner, turnaround, jump shot. It's just off the mark. And Wilmoth steals it away. Olean got the rebound, but Wilmoth steals it. And he goes back underneath, tries to put up the layup, and draws another foul. Does Jared Wilmoth. We've talked about it several times, but Wilmoth is just a gamer. He's that way on the football field. He's that way on the basketball court. It's his senior year. It's been a real pleasure watching him and watching all these kids, really. Dalton Dixon, again, another two-sport player. Kind of watching Jake Franz come up through it now. Watching Cam Austin the last few years. What a three-year starter. Wilmoth's first shot is up and good. Makes it back to a five-point game, 39-34. He'll shoot one more. And these are only the Owls' fifth and sixth free throws. Here's the second shot. It's good. Wilmoth, right in the face of all the Husky fans, sinks that one. Makes it a four-point game, 39-35, 5:40 left in the game. James brings it up for Olean. He gets a high screen. Hands it off to McLean for three. McLean drills it. So back up now, and now it's 42-35. The Owls trying to break that trap. Isaiah Fitton gets it over half court. Jake Franz picks it up. He drives all the way down to the baseline. And he turns. He's trapped on the baseline, so he throws it off an Olean defender. And it'll stay Owls basketball. Dixon will try to inbound here. All the way back to Wilmoth. Wilmoth fakes right, drives left, kicks it out to Dixon for three. It's no good. McLean will bring it up for Olean. 5:05 left in the game. A dish down to Martin, who's wide open. Martin with nobody on him, and he gets a nice layup out of it. 44-35. Olean takes a 9-point lead. Wilmoth just drives in, tries the reverse layup. It doesn't go. Strong off the glass. Zion James now brings it up, gives it to Martin. And Jake Franz with the steal. Franz coast to coast. The layup is good. Jake Franz with a clutch steal and takes it all the way to the house. 44-37 now. Back to a 7-point game. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left. James handles it for Olean. He gives it to McLean. McLean drives in to the elbow. And wow, he slides all over. Puts up a shot somehow. It falls. And Somehow there's a foul on it as well. It's going to be on Dalton Dixon, and it's his fourth. Wow, so McLean will shoot one. Tough foul there for Dixon, as didn't come from very much contact at all. McLean misses the free throw, and the Owls get the board. So it's 4:10 left in the game, 46-37, back to a 9-point game. Nice bounce pass for Lucas Johnson. Brendan Warner to Lucas Johnson, and Johnson finishes on the almost like a, like they made it a fast break. It wasn't, but they both just kind of trailed, or Johnson kind of trailed, and Warner was going. Now the Owls get a defensive rebound, and Brendan Warner backs down Hoffman, strong in the paint, and Warner comes up with the left-handed or right-handed layup, and that's good for two. Or Chase Weinberg, rather. This whole time, I thought that 21 was a 12. Chase Weinberg, not Brendan Warner. So Chase Weinberg gets credit for that last assist and for that bucket. And now we'll have a timeout. It's 46-41. Owls down by 5 now with 3.5 minutes left to play. It's Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. And don't look now, we've got another close game late in the game. That's usually how the Owls play. They've had one blowout where they beat Eisenhower by about 22 points. And since then, they've only been involved in close games. Warren was maybe the biggest point difference, but that one still was, you know, a tie game into the fourth quarter. Warren ends up pulling away in the fourth and gets a win. Right now, the Owls, you know, had a 10-point lead in the first half. The Huskies have battled back. They've taken as much as a 9-point lead. Right now, it sits at 5. Only end up 46-41 with 3.5 minutes yet to play. On the floor for the Owls, Lucas Johnson, Cam Austin, Jake Franz, Dalton Dixon, and Ryan Ward. Do you want to mention what we just saw, again, from Chase Weinberg? Was that nice play in the paint where he gathered a pass. He was well defended. He just dribbled, backed him down, turned around and put it up. We don't see a lot of that. We don't see a lot of that. And it's an imperative part of the game. McLean drives. The layup is no good. He doesn't finish, but he is fouled. So he's going to go to the line for two. The foul was on Ward, Ryan Ward. It's his second. It's the team fifth. McLean right now is 3 for 5 from the line and about to shoot two more. He made the first. 3:16 on the clock. McLean's second shot is no good. Austin with the board. So a 6-point game. 47-41. 3:11 to play. Austin gets the pass. Gives it to Ward. Ward drives baseline. Layup doesn't go. And Martin gets the rebound for Olean. 3 minutes left. Jake Franz tries to dive in for the steal, but he can't quite get to it. So it'll stay Olean ball, 47-41. DeRose will inbound. DeRose to James. James kind of directing the offense here. Bounce pass to Hoffman. Hoffman hands it off to DeRose for three. It's well short, and Austin gets the board. Austin to Franz. Franz brings it up. 2:40 left in the game. 47-41. Franz steps back, gives it to Austin. Austin, little shake, drives to the foul line and kicks it back out. Franz with it. Franz will take a high screen from Johnson. Gives it to Dixon. Dixon back to Austin. Austin, fake right, drive left, spin move. And Austin, almost, it rolls around the inside of the rim and pops back out, but he's fouled, so they'll go to the line for two. Almost had the 3-point play. Kind of a vintage move by Austin, as I've seen him do that spin move right there from about 7 feet out so many times. So here's the first shot from Cam, and it's up and good. He'll get another one here. Try to cut the lead down to four. It's 47-42 currently. 2 minutes, 17 seconds left in the game. Austin takes a bounce. The shot is long off the back of the rim. James with the rebound. Still a five-point game, 47-42. James finds Hoffman right outside the elbow. Back to Martin, who drives inside, kicks it out to DeRose. DeRose drives, kicks it out to Hoffman. Hoffman drives, kicks it out to DeRose for three. It's no good. It's long. But Hoffman with the offensive board. There's two things that Olean has done to allow them to take the lead and to rally back, take the lead, and keep the lead. As Martin drives in for three, it's no good. Dalton Dixon with the rebound, trying to drive. He will hand it off to Finn, and the Owls will slow down and set back up. If there's two things Olean have done, it's play that trap, full court trap defense perfectly. And Olean gets the steal. A loose ball is just kind of all over the place, goes back and forth from Olean to Bradford. Olean, as soon as McLean gets his hands on it, he calls a timeout, which is an incredibly smart play. So we're going to keep it here, though. As I say, there's two things, again, that Olean has done to allow them to rally back from a 10-point deficit to a 9-point lead, and to keep, right now, a 5-point lead with a minute and 25 left, up 47-42 in the game. It's that full court press, the full court trap defense that they have run very well, and they have gotten quite a few turnovers off of. They've done a great job pressuring the Owls and capitalizing on that pressure. But the thing that's killing the Owls is the same thing that I preach day in and day out every pregame. It's offensive rebounds. Olean has gotten a lot of second chance points. They've gotten a few third chance points, and not all of them are, you know, some of them are unavoidable. When a team shoots this many threes, boards are going to go long. They're going to go wild, and it's going to be hard to track them down. But some of them are very avoidable. So here's Olean. McLean takes a high screen from Hoffman. McLean will drive. Passes it out to DeRose. DeRose for three, and it's good. DeRose with another one. It's his third. His fourth three-pointer of the game. And then the ball goes out of bounds while the Owls are trying to break through that full-court trap. So it's going to be Olean ball. They've now taken an eight-point lead, and they got possession back with 1 minute and 3 seconds left. It's 50-42. The Owls are going to need to do some fighting here to claw back in with 1 minute left. James up the middle. It's stolen. Isaiah Fitton comes away with it. Fitton. Hesitation move, and he'll get called for a travel. 51.9 seconds on the clock. Still 50-42, only an inbounds to James. James to Hoffman. Hoffman looking down court. DeRose is there, but he doesn't give it to him. DeRose is wide open on the corner. There's nobody on DeRose. And he makes another three-pointer. So just a missed defensive assignment as DeRose was... He was down court the whole time. They could have cherry-picked. They decided not to. DeRose goes to the corner, and there's just nobody on him. Nobody steps up to guard him. He makes a wide-open three-pointer. Jake Franz now gets a high screen from Austin. Austin with a three of his own. It's good. Cam Austin. Cam Austin still fighting. 12 seconds left now, and there's a foul on Bradford. So it's 11 seconds. It's an eight-point game. The Owls are still fighting. They're not in the bonus yet. So they're going to have to, if they're going to play the foul game, they're going to have to do it at least one more time. So here's the inbound for Olean. And there's the foul. So they fouled DeRose, who from the free throw line has shot 0%. She's shot zero free throws, is what I'm saying. I picked a weird way to say that. He's made five 3-pointers, but these are his first two free throws. Well, he might only get one. It's a 1-1 shot. First one is up and good. So back up to a 9-point lead, 54 to 45 with just under 10 seconds, 9.5 seconds left. DeRozan's second free throw makes it a 10-point game if it goes, and it does. So that's, I mean, that's about the dagger. 7 seconds here. Franz is going to bring it up over half court. He stops, pulls up for three. It's no good. And Olean Martin gets the rebound. So Olean will advance to the championship game against Allegheny Limestone tomorrow night at the Joe DiCerbo Championship, Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament Championship game. Tomorrow night at 7:45 is when they have the scheduled tip. It'll be Olean versus Allegheny Limestone. Allegheny Limestone advanced with a 55-36 win. Wow, that's interesting. So a 55-36 win over Otto Eldred, and Olean advances with a 55-45 win over Bradford. So both of the teams that will meet tomorrow scored 55 points in their first round game. Kind of interesting. It doesn't mean anything at all. I find it a bit coincidental. So the Owls put up 45 in the loss to Olean, played a really good game, fell apart a little bit in the middle two quarters. But the first and fourth, I mean, they showed up throughout the entire game. They did really well. What they struggled against is what we will talk about in our post-game show. So give me, how about that for a tease? Give me about 2 minutes to tally up some stats. We'll get the points ready, and we'll do a scoring recap and stats for Bradford Owls basketball after a 55-45 loss to Olean on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner Circle. Winner Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. Coming back, ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome to your post-game show for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Following a tough loss to the Olean Huskies, 55-45 is your final score, but that really, I mean, it's only 10 points, but it still doesn't indicate how close of a game this really was. And how much the Owls probably feel like they should have and could have won that game. We'll talk about all that stuff, but the Owls had a pretty big lead at one point. Olean's able to rally back, and they storm back, take a fairly commanding lead, and then obviously win by 10. I don't know if I'd call it commanding, but it felt that way at the time when we were in it. So we'll break down the scoring breakdown first, then we'll go over your scoring stats, who had the most points on both sides of the ball and are both teams tonight here at the Joe DiCerbo tournament. So it's the Joe DiCerbo Memorial this year at Allegheny Limestone, formerly the Ibo tournament, in the bracket that There's three brackets, one girls bracket, two boys brackets. In the brackets that Bradford is in, they are in it with Olean, who we just played, obviously, Allegheny Limestone and Otto Eldred. The first game was Allegheny Limestone and Otto Eldred, which the Gators, Allegheny Limestone, won 55-36. So they advanced to the championship game, and that's who the winner of this game would go on to face. And for a while, it looked like the Owls had it. So we go into the first quarter, and the Owls right away, I mean, looked really good. That first quarter was a very good 8 minutes of basketball for the Owls. I mean, they had the shot clock, so maybe that's part of the reason that the points were kind of flowing. But I don't know, it didn't look like that really played all that much into it. It maybe forced their hand a couple of times, but they were just going. And Jared Wilmoth looked really good. He had five first quarter points. Jake France had four first quarter points. The Owls outscored only in 14-7 in that first quarter. So they doubled their offensive output. They're kind of cruising along. They've built up a 7-point lead in that first quarter, 14 points, 7 points ahead. No turnover issues, no rebound issues, nothing like that. We get into the second quarter, and here's where it gets a little tricky. The Owls at one point had kind of blown up to a 10-point lead. So they went from 7-10. They had a 20-10 lead. And then Olean changed something. They were off and on kind of in the full court defense. They were kind of in the whole time, but they went from just this full court, you know, kind of a press, just a full court man to man, to the actual full court trap. And when they switched to that trap defense, they started creating turnovers, and a lot of them. And from those turnovers, they were able to get transition offense and fast break offense, and they were pretty good at that as well. So they were capitalizing on that. Now, the Owls were outscored 14-9 in the second quarter, giving us a first half score of 23-21. Bradford had a 2-point lead. We come out in the fourth quarter, and Olean really turned it on. They really picked up defensively. That trap was really working. They were getting a lot of steals, and they were finishing on the other side of the ball. So they outscore Bradford 16-10 in the third quarter, and they had taken a 4-point lead. 37-33 is the score we go into the fourth quarter with. At one point, Olean was up by 9. The Owls brought it back to within 2, 34-33, but just before the end of the third quarter, literally the last play of the third quarter, Jack DeRose from Olean makes a 3-pointer from the corner, and that's how we get the 4-point difference going into the fourth. Now, in the fourth quarter is when Olean started making a couple of those 3-pointers again. They missed a lot of those threes in the first and second quarter. Now, if they shot in the first like they shot in the fourth, the Owls wouldn't have had, you know, they wouldn't have had that 10-point lead. They might still be, it would still be a close game, I feel. They wouldn't have been blown out, but Olean was really putting up that three a lot, and not a lot of them were falling. They made 1 3-pointer in the first quarter. They made 1 3-pointer in the second quarter. They made 2 in the third quarter, and they made 3 in the fourth quarter. So they made 5 in the second half and 2 in the first half. So those shots really started falling and started paying dividends. And they outscored, or well, they tied Bradford in the fourth quarter. Bradford really played an excellent first and fourth quarter. And they both scored 12. Olean and Bradford both scored 12 in the fourth. Most of those threes came from one Jack DeRose. He had 4 3-pointers in the second half. He had 5 total on the night for 19 points. He put up 19 and 17 of it. That doesn't make any sense. He put up 19 and 15 of it was from 3-pointers. And he had two free throws and 1 field goal. So well done from Jack DeRose. When he was shooting early, I was like, well, he might want to stop. You know, he's off, but he just shot until he was on. That's what shooters do. You shoot until you're on. And he did that, and it made a big difference in the second half. Let's see. Next up is Camden McLean. He put up 13 points, including 4 from the free throw line. He went 4-7 from the free throw line. Then we have Albert Martin, who put up 12, 8 in the first half. He really was the big scorer in the first half. He was working down low a little bit more. He was the trailing guy on the fast breaks, and that gave him some points. Zion James, Olean's point guard, put up 8 points. 6 came in the second half. And as a team, Olean shot 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 15, 18 times from the free throw line. So they got to the free throw line. Obviously, Bradford started fouling at the end, but only resulted in one. They were in the bonus at the very end with 11 seconds left. So two of those free throws was, you know, very at the very end of the game. So pretty interesting. We also had 2 points from Stephen Hoffman and 1 point from Thomas Bates. Going to the Owls side of the ball. The leading scorer tonight for your Bradford Owls is, again, Jake Franz. 3 games in a row, I believe, where Jake Franz is the leading scorer, if I'm not mistaken. Might actually be 4. I can double-check that. No. So 3 games in a row, Jake Franz has been the leading scorer. He finishes tonight with 12. Jared Wilmoth finishes with 10. 8 first-half points for Jared Wilmoth. Cam Austin, back in action tonight. Awesome to see. Didn't get the start. Came in off the bench and played very well, specifically in the second quarter and the fourth quarter, where he made a 3-pointer in the fourth and a 3-point play in the second. He finishes with 7 points. We also have 4 points from Nolan Rulo, 5 points from Isaiah Fitton. Great job in the third quarter, kind of when the Owls were kind of flailing a little bit. They couldn't find their footing. Olean was really going off. They had started to take a lead. They were going on a run, and Isaiah Fitton put a stop to that with his 5 points. 2 points from Chase Weinberg, Lucas Johnson, and Ryan Ward, and 1 point from Dalton Dixon. 4 points for the senior Nolan Rulo, which is good to see as well. So the Owls again fall 55-45 here in the first round of the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Tournament in Allegheny Limestone. That means they will face a bit of a rival team, Otto Eldred. They're going to face the Otto Eldred Terrors tomorrow. Tip-off time is going to be scheduled for 2:30 in the consolation game. Otto Eldred lost, obviously, to Allegheny Limestone. We've played Otto Eldred already this season in the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament. Otto Eldred came away with a 1-point win in the championship game at the Randy Stebbins. It was 28-27. Otto Eldred wins. So 28-27, obviously very low scoring. It'll be interesting to see how much that changes with the shot clock here. Two PA teams playing with New York rules. So we'll be back tomorrow broadcasting from Allegheny Limestone for the Joe DiCerbo Memorial Consolation Game, Otto Eldred against the Owls. We'll start pregame coverage about 2:20. So we'll see you back for that. And then later tomorrow night, obviously, we'll also have Sunday Night Football on WESB Sports. For my sound engineer and producer, Nick Young's back at the station after the Owls 55-45 loss to Olean. This is Jimmy Kelt signing off of Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.